Hi, Courtney. How have you been?
Good. Good, thank you.
I'm trying to remember now, a year and a half when we first had you come in the station here at KCSN in Los Angeles. And
that sounds right.
And you had to have the craziest year in the year and a half hence. Talk to me about how one manages what I would consider to be something you're probably grateful for, a lot of attention and a lot of activity, but it got pretty crazy, didn't it?
It was very crazy. A lot more traveling than I've ever done in my entire life. But it was really, really fun, and we were really really grateful to play our songs to so many people in so many different places. It's a really it's a really great thing to be given the opportunity to do.
When you start to realize that that's happening, and you start to that proverbial word buzz, you start to see fans coming, proverbially out of nowhere and discovering your music. I imagine there is that ongoing night by night, show by show, moment by moment gratitude that comes from that experience as well. Yeah.
Get a massively big ego. No, it's just it's really nice and nice to meet so many people who connect with the songs and connect with the music and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not very best, I guess.
as you approach the new album, sometimes I sit and think, sometimes I just sit. I guess part of my question is right there in the title. How did you approach this go-around? Because there were expectations at it.
Well, I don't know. Writing is kind of, it's not kind of dependent on that, you know, the interest or any of that stuff. It's kind of, it's about the writing and writing good songs. And I don't know, so it was a big process. Some of the songs were slightly older ones that I'd kind of returned to after giving up on them years before, and some of them were brand new, and they were just kind of from all over the place. But yeah, in regards to that kind of, you know, tailoring to any sort of audience that I'd kind of gathered over the year, it's not really a thing I thought about. And when I did, I think that's a stupid thing to think about.
Well, so those are the times you just sit. You don't think then. When you feel those thoughts coming in, you go, I'm not going to think those thoughts.
Well, I'm a massive overthinker, so I have to not, or I just spiral into crazy land.
Well, you did, you know, and what I recall from the last time you were here, when that rocket, if you will, was just about to take off here in the United States, you did allow to the fact that you did have an active mind and yet you were thinking all the time and that you didn't want to get overwhelmed by all this stuff. So I think there is a survival mechanism, isn't it, that where you have to just remain true to your own vision and block a lot of this stuff out, even if some of it's a claim.
Yeah, well, you know, that stuff's not real, a lot of it. A lot of that kind of hype and attention and that kind of stuff, it's not real, and the songs are real, and that's what is important.
I'll lay you wake at four, staring at the wall, counting all the cracks back through in my best friend. Reminds me of a book I skim read in a surgery, all about palmistry. I wonder what's in store for me.
I'm thinking of
travel a lot, and you did work very, very hard. How are you feeling? Are you rested? Are you feeling good? Is everything feeling right in your homeland?
Yeah, I thanks for asking. I kind of took a week the other week to get away from the city and went down to the beach and the bush and kind of went on long walks, and it was nice. Didn't really have any phone reception, so that was nice.
So a little solitude. You got to literally hear nothing, do nothing, and just, well, those were, I guess, some of the times in which you probably sat and thought. You were sitting and thinking then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's good for the soul. You know, not to say that performing in front of thousands of adoring fans isn't good for the soul. And on that point, you are going to pick the pace up again. I'm seeing South by Southwest, Bonnaroo, Sasquatch, the Bottle Rock Festival, and you're going to be coming to Los Angeles to the Roxy on May 30th. That must be fun to be able to know you're going to come back and play in a room that size and have nothing but avid fandom. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it'll be great. Those rooms are probably my favorite ones to play. So it's
and good. It's something that I'm sure you get a better, stronger sense of each and every individual face in the audience. You can connect to them on a level that, well, you do your best when you're doing a big festival. It's a little harder to see some of the people in the back.
Yeah.
Unless you got 20/20 vision.
You can stare everyone down in the little clubs.
Like people like you, Courtney. I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, the work you did actually made people like you. I mean, isn't that a desirable
it's so
result?
Strange, yeah.
Who would have thought that, right?
Exactly.
Travel thousands of miles around the world, do countless interviews, do countless shows, And the net result is people end up liking you.
Who would have thought?
That's a great plan. Well, we certainly love you here, and we can't wait to see you and champion you further as you go on to these upcoming dates and, of course, the release of the new album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. We want to thank you for spending time with us once again, coming by and seeing us. And we look forward to seeing you further down the road. I'll see you at South by Southwest. I'll be there. And
great.
I'll get up a little further up front so you can stare me down.
Good.
All right. Well, have fun, and we'll see you at South by Southwest. And until then, we await eagerly for the whole world to be able to enjoy Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. It's Courtney Barnett, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN.
Well, ahead of her debut album release out later this month, we are very excited to welcome singer and guitarist Courtney Barnett to our studios. Hello and good morning.
Hello. Good
morning.
How
are you? How are you doing?
Good.
I heard you had a pretty interesting day yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It was very exciting.
Yeah. Did you get an official presidential motorcade around town?
Yeah, I was wondering why there was so much security for us, you know, with this just a little Australian band.
We should explain to the audience, but you were on, you did a recording for the Ellen Show.
Yes.
And the First Lady was also on Ellen.
Yeah. And we just got off the plane, basically, so it was kind of, it was a very surreal entrance to the country.
Did you have any interaction with the First Lady?
No, we didn't get to meet her.
Yeah. Cool. So that will air on Monday?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so we'll all be watching, Ellen. Anyway, we're so excited about you. I hope you're excited about us.
Yes, of course.
Cool. Well, let's head into your first set for us, and then we'll take a break in between and find out more about you and talk about the record and all kinds of stuff. Courtney Barnett, live on KCRW.
We'll be right back.
a taxi home. I'll sing you a stupid song.
Courtney Barnett is here live in studio. We're hearing songs from the album out later this month, actually. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. She's also got a couple shows at the Roxy, but not until the end of May, May 30th and 31st. Both are sold out, I'm told. Very nice. And we do have tickets a little bit later to give away to our listeners for the show on Sunday the 31st. So I asked you earlier in the hallway, you know, how sound check was going here in our studio, and you said, "Oh, it took like 2 minutes." And I wonder, is it important for you not to overthink the creative process?
Yeah, a little bit, because I don't know. Sometimes you can just get a bit carried away with it and get a bit too caught up on the small things instead of the, you know, the main reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that's drawn me to the music is just the raw quality of it and the sort of stream of consciousness quality of Pedestrian at Best, which is a song we've been playing quite a bit here at KCRW. So that kind of aspect of not overthinking, you know, is kind of, it's appealing.
Yeah, but the funny thing about that song is that it's all about overthinking, but written in a very not overthinking way.
Nice, nice.
Doesn't really make sense.
So, well, I have been playing Pedestrian at Best a bit. This will be an introduction for many in our audience. So, tell us about yourself. Tell us, you know, your upbringing and where you're from.
Okay. Well, I'm from Australia. I live in Melbourne at the moment, and these lovely two gentlemen with me, Bones and Dave, have been playing with me for the last couple of years, and yeah.
Is this the band on the album?
Yeah, and we had one other friend with us, Dan, playing guitar on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like Australia, and in particular Melbourne, I mean, there's just so much great music coming out of there now. Do you feel that sense that you're part of a movement?
I mean, we're really lucky where we are, especially Melbourne. There's heaps of great bands in Australia in general, but I feel like there's a pretty good bunch around Melbourne. It's kind of a pretty kind of small supportive community, and lots of people play in each other's bands as well, so it's pretty, you know, communal.
Were your first shows in Melbourne?
My first shows were in Hobart, because I lived there when I was finishing school, so I did a lot of open mics and stuff when I was 18. Mm-hmm. Very nervous, 18-year-old. I'd never sung in front of anyone, and kind of had that slightly about to cry sound in my voice every time I sung. So I did that for a couple of years before I moved to Melbourne.
How about first writing songs? When did you first have that sense, like, wow, I think I just wrote a song?
Well, when I started learning guitar, I had a great guitar teacher in Sydney, and he, you know, after a couple of lessons, and he showed me some chords, and he showed me like A minor, F and C, and he goes, That's you can write a song with that. Half the songs in the world are written with those chords. So I went home and I tried to kind of write something, and then I started trying to write little songs.
What was the first song that you learned to play on guitar?
Probably "Come As You Are" riff or something, and then probably a bunch of Beatles songs. Yeah.
Sure.
Every Beatles song.
Nice.
I've forgotten them all now.
So you, like we all, are headed to Austin for South By. Have you been to South By Southwest?
No, never. But everyone is always talking about how much fun it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Are you playing a bunch of shows?
Yeah, we got a lot of shows, I think. So it should be extremely exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then I'm assuming you're kind of on the road all the way back to LA for these shows that we have tickets for a little bit later.
Oh, we're kind of back and forth between home. We go to the UK after this and do a bit of traveling and go home and spend time with people we love and then come back again.
Good, good.
Keep it balanced.
Nice. We look forward to it. So again, we have tickets coming up in a few minutes for the show set for Sunday, May 31st at the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard with our guest Courtney Barnett. Why don't we head into your second set for us this morning, live on KCRW.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's the deceased estate on the press, metal ceiling's great. See the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
good first. A little pestis I can't hurt. Never having too much money, I get the good stuff at the supermarket, but it's all pumped up with filth. My friend told me that they stick nicotine in the apples. On the tar. Sometimes I think a single sneeze could be the end of us. My hay fever is turning up, just swerved into a passing truck. Big business overtaking without indicating. He passes on the right, been driving through the night to bring us the best price. Die on the road than they do in the ocean. Maybe we should mull over calling cars instead of sharks, or just lock them up in parks where we can go and view them. There's a bypass over Holbrook now, paid for with burgers, no doubt. I've lost count of all the cows, there'll be no salad sandwiches. The law of averages says we'll swap in the next town where petrol price is down. What do I know anyhow? I can't see you. If you can't see me, I can't.
What's so funny?
Everything's funny.
Courtney Barnett, our guest in studio this morning, headed to South by Southwest, and you could check her out at Floodfest on Thursday. I think that's a midnight show there at Cedar Street, Floodfest, which is also where KCRW will be posting up and broadcasting live on Friday and Saturday. So, Courtney, come say hi if you see our little broadcast booth.
For sure.
Come on by. Also, we've got tickets for the sold-out show at the Roxy on Sunday, May 31st. So this is not until May 31st. Along with 5 autographed copies of the album forthcoming. It's due out at the end of this month. Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Along with 5 pairs of tickets for the sold-out show at the Roxy. If you haven't won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, then call us for your chance to win thousands in prizes. 877-600-5279. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only. First come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Okay, I'm glad we got that out of the way. So, a real pleasure, Courtney. Thank you for coming through.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and you do have one more for us?
We have one more song.
Let's do it, and we'll see you in Austin.
See you there.
Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of green beds and all the nice things she wants to plant in them. I want to grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull out weeds. All of a sudden I'm having trouble breathing in. 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 Stand on my own 2 feet. I'm breathing but I'm wheezing. Feel like I'm in for semen. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know they call up triple O. I'd rather die than go to the hospital till I get old. I get adrenaline straight to the heart. I feel like Uma Thurman post overdose and kickstart. Reminds me of the time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street, and he looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing, getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should've stayed in bed today, I much prefer the mundane. I take a hint from and ask my papa. I do it wrong, I was never good at smoking bombs. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in.
We have a live performance with Courtney Barnett today, coming to you from her hometown of Melbourne in Australia. She releases her full-length debut, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit, next week on March 24th. In 2012, Courtney released her first solo EP to a warm reception there, and put out a second EP in 2013, and the two were later combined into the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, and gained attention worldwide for the song Avant Gardener. I started out by asking Courtney about writing for this new record, and because she'd been on the road so much, whether she could write on tour.
Totally. I kind of just write all the time. A lot of it I wasn't actually on tour for. We kind of was just around Australia. The day after we finished in the studio, we went on a three-month overseas tour. And up until then, I think we'd only done like a February small run of dates overseas and a little bit when we went to CMJ. So a lot of it was kind of before we had even done much travel overseas.
Yeah, some of these songs you've done, I know you've done live in the meantime, Depressed In, for instance, and when we've been listening to Pedestrian at Best. Do you want to maybe begin with that one?
Sure. That's kind of the one I wrote at the very last minute in the studio. I wrote the lyrics and I kind of had the riff floating around for a while, but just couldn't get a melody or words or any of the other stuff. But we recorded it in the studio, hoping that something would come to me. And I don't know, I think on the last or second last day, I kind of wrote the lyrics overnight and did the vocals, and then it was finished. So it's kind of funny that it's the main single.
And it's also funny to me because there's some kind of complicated strings of lyrics in this. And is that unusual that you could do something like that so quickly?
I don't know. Sometimes songs have kind of taken years, and then sometimes they take a day. And maybe I kind of wasn't thinking too much about it. I wasn't stressing out over the every little bit too much. I didn't really even sing it until I sang it in the studio. So it was a weird kind of process, and it was quite a vulnerable process to sing that for the first time in the studio in front of people. Even though they're my bestest friends in the world, but
yeah, you should trust these people. All right, so this is Pedestrian at Best.
Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
I don't
Live performance today on the World Cafe from Courtney Barnett and this great band. You guys sound fantastic. I can't wait to see you live. A lot of energy. That sounds great.
Thanks.
Now, you know, that title, Pedestrian at Best, when I sort of examined some of the lyrics on that, I worry that that was a review or something you got sometime, or where did that whole expression come from?
I thought it would be funny for radio announcers to back announce that was Pedestrian at Best. But no, the lyric, it comes from a Darren Hanlon song. Darren Hanlon's an Australian songwriter, and it's just a lyric in one of his songs.
You know, it's funny. When we first met you, it was in 2014, and I don't think the EPs were out here yet, but the night after we did our first interview, you went and played what was then your largest gig here in Philadelphia. And, of course, that quickly changed. But I just started thinking about it. At that point, had you not been to the States much? Had you not been out of Australia much?
I think from memory that was the third time we'd been there, getting a nod. But that was the longest kind of we hadn't traveled much.
Right.
We didn't do it much overseas.
Well, you know, I was thinking about how your life has changed and about how it seems to me a lot of your songs come from observing people and stuff, and I'm wondering if once you start the sort of rock and roll lifestyle, if you're able to do that as much.
Of course. I mean, there's so much going on around us all the time, and now with more travel and more meeting more people and growing older, and there's always things to observe.
All right. So where did the title of this come from? I love the title.
Oh, the album title?
Yeah, sometimes I sit and think. Sometimes I just say, that's perfect.
I grew up in Sydney, and my grandma was in Melbourne, and we used to drive to Melbourne for Christmas every year and stay with my grandparents. And there was a poster in my grandma's house, and it had it written on it. Sometimes I sit and think, sometimes I just sit with this little dog. And I always used to look at it as a kid and think it was funny. And then I thought it would be a good album title.
And it is. So there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
It's obviously got some real deep meanings. But, we don't have time to go into that.
All right. What's next?
Next, we are going to do an illustration of loneliness.
I'll lay you wake at 4, staring at the wall, counting all the cracks backwards in my best friend. Reminds me of a book I skim read in a surgery, all about palmistry. I wonder what's in store for me. I pretend the plaster is the skin on my palms, and the cracks are representative of what is going on. I lose a breath, my love line seems entwined with death.
Illustration of Loneliness, Sleepless in New York. A song answering our question as to whether Courtney Barnett can write on tour. Definitely. I'm wondering what the range in time of some of these songs are. Were any of these were actually written before the EPs came out here in the States?
Yeah. Well, that song, it is about when I went to CMJ in October the year before.
October 13, I guess.
Whenever it was, yep. Yeah. But I think I wrote the actual song months later. And then there's a couple of songs that have kind of been floating around for 4 years or so that I just could never finish. There was always a lyric that got away. And so I'd kind of given up on them and brought them back out and tried to pick them apart when I was writing album songs, and thankfully I don't know, it's kind of satisfying when a song's been around for that long to finally finish it.
Right, right. Well, a lot of people leave those songs behind, so it's interesting that you kept at them.
Yeah, well, if it's something that normally, you know, if you really kind of, you love one part of it, it's kind of hard to, it's hard to just completely throw it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the lyrics themselves change up a lot, or is it just the other different parts? Because I would think that, you know, even once you've recorded something, you might want to, you know, pop in and change some things up.
Yeah, that's probably the, I guess lots of musicians probably have that, I don't know, that kind of perfectionism,
right.
You know, but I don't know. It's hard to know when to put a stop to that. I mean, you could keep working on a song for 10 years until it was ultra perfect, or you could just record it now and you know, let it grow.
When I first saw the song list for this new album, I was immediately drawn to "Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party," because I thought, "Wow, who has not experienced that situation?" Was there a specific time that the song came from?
No, not a specific moment or anything, and not a specific party, but just that general kind of you know, anxiety around I don't know, going to things and meeting people and friends and I don't know, that kind of pressure of keeping up with your peers,
fear of missing out.
Yeah, that one too.
Yep.
All those things.
Yep. Well, that's a good one. you can do that one.
Yeah, let's do that.
Try. Your friends hate it when it's always going your way, but I'm glad that you got luck on your side.
Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party. That is a another one of the new ones from Courtney Barnett and this great band playing live. You guys, I know, toured for forever, but you sound great. Did taking a break kind of help?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny rhythm. You know, when we tour, you kind of play every day and traveling, and you kind of get in a real rhythm, and then when you come back to playing again, it feels like you haven't played together for 10 years, and you feel like you've forgotten all the songs, like today. But I don't know, we kind of click straight away the minute we start playing again. So yeah. It's fun. It's always fun.
Sounds great. There's a song in here called Depressed, which I know you've done some live, but tell people a little bit about the place of Preston itself and what made this not the right place to look for a house.
Sure. Well, the place itself isn't actually that bad. I do quite like it. It's one suburb over from my current address, but it's just kind of got this jerky name amongst friends and residents. But the story of the song is I was looking for a house and was looking through this house in Preston, and the real estate lady was kind of explaining all the parts of the house, trying to sell it to you. And then I started to realize that that this kind of old lady's stuff was all there, all of her old lady knickknacks and china plates and all those things, and the real estate lady said that, you know, this old lady had passed away and the family was trying to sell it, and I just had this kind of moment of, I don't know, sadness, I guess, and just that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain what the feeling was, but just that kind of, I don't know.
It's a little like it's a little like you're taking over someone's life too, in a weird way. I get a little bit of that from it.
Yeah, and just how, you know, not throw away, but you know how when that someone was just, the real estate person was just trying to do their job, I guess, but you know, just move on and move on to the next owner and make some more money and that kind of thing.
Mm, totally. Well, it's a good one. You can do that one, Depression.
Yep. I'm going to do this one by myself.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. Got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say? Well, it's a deceased estate. On the press metal ceiling's great. See the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think
finger floorboards anymore. Whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Live on the World Cafe, a solo version of Depressed from Courtney Barnett. And do you like doing solo things like that every so often?
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you write on electric or do you write on acoustic?
A little bit of both, really. I kind of just leave my guitars lying around the house. And I guess, yeah, it's easy to pick up an acoustic guitar and just kind of strum it on the couch, but I think I kind of write better on electric. I don't know why.
That would not sound the same on an acoustic. It sounds great.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, the big question: when are you coming back to the States?
We are going to be back in May and June.
Excellent.
And we're very excited.
Well, we can't wait, and good timing. You'll get some good weather.
Good.
Courtney, thank you so much for this new album and for playing live for us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Courtney Barnett, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.